Chris Cottrell on KNEB Sports, catching up right now with Gearing Wrestling Coach Jared Berger. And Coach, you guys deserve a pat on the back here, qualifying for the state dual competition coming up this weekend. So maybe explain to everybody how this differs from your regular season schedule. How does this come about? What do you have to do to qualify? And just kind of the ins and outs of this entire thing.
Yeah, so it's a good opportunity for us to see some different teams we haven't really seen. You know, we just wrestle our regular dual schedule, and we had a couple dual tournaments in there that help solidify our spot. We went, I believe, 8-2 on our dual, and it's based on power points. So, you know, the better teams that you wrestle, the more points you get if you defeat them. So that's kind of how we got in. We had a couple of good duels with Sydney and Ogallala, Alliance, Broken Bow, Holdridge. So those are kind of the power points we got. It was able, you know, to win those duels, luckily, and we qualified for the tournament. So this is the first year that we've actually qualified, which is it's pretty exciting.
Now, you were telling me before we started this that normally you take this weekend off as sort of just a rest, preparation to get ready for districts, which is a week from this weekend. So how does that impact maybe training, workload, things like that?
Yeah, it'll definitely be a little bit of a shift from what we've typically done the last couple of years, and it's worked well for us. Our kids coming to districts rested and ready to go. We'll just have to monitor kind of the workload this week going into you know, we'll have probably really, you know, three or four really tough duels this weekend with the teams that we're going to face. So we'll kind of monitor that, kind of see how the kids go this week. And hopefully, you know, we can manage our weight and just kind of see if I have one or two tough days this week and wrestle tough this weekend. And then really next week, it's just about kind of fine tuning and prepping the guys for districts and going there and trying to have success.
1-8 for the seeds this weekend in Kearney: Hastings, Adams Central, Pierce, Bennington, Central City, Blair. You guys the 7 seed in Minden. How many duels are you guaranteed?
I think we for sure get 3 duels. It looks like, looking at the bracket, you know, we're hoping to have a good win against Adams Central. We actually wrestled them early this year and they beat us by 10 points. We were down a couple guys. So we feel like we're in a really good spot. We've got everybody healthy for the most part, and I think we're ready to roll. I'm excited to wrestle them again, and I think, you know, it'll be a good one.
How much of a confidence booster could this be to the team if you're able to perform well in this type of setting Saturday ahead of the real postseason, you know, district meet getting underway a week from now or so?
Oh, it's big. It's a big opportunity for a guy to go out and kind of, you know, show who we are for the eastern part of the state. We've seen a couple of those teams before, so they know we have some tough kids, but you know, duels are a little bit different in tournaments. You got to fill the whole lineup and everybody's going to kind of be on, and it's such a momentum game and matchups. But it'll be a big confidence booster for these kids coming in. You know, we might see some kids we might see at state. So we're excited to go out and just, you know, lay the hammer down and wrestle hard.
Gearing Wrestling Coach Jared Berger. Coach, thanks for a few minutes. Safe travels and best of luck this weekend in Kearney.
All right. Thank you very much.